Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. We continue our three-part series on the 2018 home buying recap.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been looking at some of the profiles of home buyers and sellers nationally from the 2008, 2017, 2018 survey that the National Association does. They look at home buyers first and say 120,000 of them talk to the Real Estate Association about what they bought and why they bought.
And it's an interesting statistic because as we understand this, we understand then as a seller how I might put myself in a position of being most desirable when I bring my property to the market.
A couple stats we looked at last program. First-time buyers made up 33% of the marketplace, and the median income was $91,600 for those purchasers. So that means that you may have thought you had a second home for someone, but it may be the first home. The price point for a first-time buyer could be pretty high, $400,000, $450,000.
Well, it's interesting because prices have been running higher and higher for the last few years. Only now has there been somewhat of a plateauing in the increase of price. So it makes sense.
We talked about 63% of the recent buyers being married couples. Interestingly, 18% were single females and 9% were single males. So those women have their act together is what I see there.
Well, I also see then that a single male is probably more prone to renting than establishing a solid position, putting down roots, let's put it that way.
An interesting sector that we realized in these stats is that 12% of homebuyers purchase multi-generational housing. Now, that was to help with aging parents or possibly children over the age 18 moving back home, not getting their feet under them quickly enough, and for cost savings.
As that happens, I assume there's a coordinated effort, maybe using parents' resources in making the acquisition. Do we have any statistic on that?
No, it doesn't show where the down payment comes from as a gift. That's interesting, though. I would estimate in this marketplace, we're looking at least 20% of the first-time buyers are getting help and support like you described.
Okay. That would make sense.
It's interesting also that the characteristics of the home they're purchasing, 14% of the homes were brand new, not used homes or resales, but built from the ground up. I don't think we get that benefit at that scale in this marketplace because we just don't have the land to buy to build first-time price point homes.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, that means 86% are pre-owned homes.
That's right. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.